Blog Talk Radio.
To give the Negro any land. Through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with. And this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check.
Once it disappeared.
Wait a minute. It didn't disappear. You might.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. What's up, family? What's up? What's up, y'all? Yeah, you had to get ready because y'all knew I was coming. I was coming, man. Yes, sir. On this magnificent Monday, y'all. Hey, this is July the 21st of 2014. Yes, it is. Hey, y'all. Welcome in to Free Your Mind Radio. Free Your Mind Radio, yes it is. Hosted by, man, none other than your brother, that is, Brother Sunray 9. Oh, yes, sir. Coming to you right here, man, on this magnificent network, that is Culture of Freedom Radio Network. Culture of Freedom Radio Network, y'all, hey, with Free Your Mind Radio, man, just one of the shows that we got lined up right here for you. I'm going to run down in here and give y'all a rundown of all the different shows that we have coming up. But I just want to say I thank y'all for, man, tuning in and supporting all of the shows that we got coming up, you know, the shows that already have started. And we got like three more coming up that we'll be starting off this week here, man. So we thank y'all. We thank y'all very much for always standing here with us at Culture Freedom Radio. Peace and you, Sister Shell. How you doing on this magnificent Monday? Dynamic Monday. It just feel great outside, man. Don't it feel great outside, man? No matter what's going on throughout the world, all these wars and rumors of wars and all of this other stuff, man, it feel good because, you know, I got an old saying that I like to say, y'all. Now, I thank the creator or whatever, you know what I'm saying, for giving me a chance to on today so I can get right on today what I did wrong on tomorrow or yesterday, I mean. Let me get that right. Sunray, you messed the whole damn thing up, and that's your own saying. Let me say it again, y'all. Hey, I thank the creator for giving me the opportunity today to get right today on what I got wrong on yesterday. That's it, Sunray. You don't even know your own saying. Oh, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Yeah. I'm just kidding, y'all. Hey, but this is Free Your Mind Radio, man, hosted by your brother Sunray 9. This is just an introduction to the show. Just coming in here to kind of let y'all know some of the things that I'll be getting into on this show. You know, I'll be going in like some of the things that dealing with just kind of like what we always did on Culture Freedom Radio. But I'll be getting like to the news thing, probably touching on religious conversation, just conspiracy theories. Oh, yeah. And y'all know it got to be community talk in here. Talk about things that's going on in our community and that's happening with us. And also that black liberation talk. Y'all know what I mean, that black liberation talk. We got to be talking freedom, y'all. I mean, you know, freedom all kind of ways. Freedom, economic freedom. We got to be talking, man, oppression freedom. That's one thing, oppression. Because we talk about freeing the mind, y'all. The mind is a good, like they say, the mind is a powerful instrument. It's a powerful organ in the body, y'all. It's a powerful thing, you know, and we have to free our minds. This is well what we're talking about. We need physical freedom. If your mind is, you know, being locked down, that mess everything else up with you. So we have to be able to free our minds, family, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get into a lot of different things on this show here. Like I said, it's not just going to be stagnated. It's not just going to be one thing on here. Because like I said, freeing our minds, we got a lot of shit we need to free our minds from, you know. We've been putting under a great spell. So, and freeing our minds or liberating ourselves, just like you go to Walgreens or one of these pharmaceutical companies, they got a lot of different kind of drugs for a lot of different kind of diseases or ailments out there. So everybody's not damn near suffering from the same ailments. You know what I'm saying? There's all of, but it's coming from the same goddamn source. Y'all want to really know the truth. But they got so many damn different kind of diseases out here, and they got so many different things and so many programs just trying to help destroy our people. They're utilizing to destroy our people. So, hey, we need a lot of kind of different remedies to get rid of a lot of this goddamn poison that's out here in the community. You know what I mean? But, yeah, like I said, we're going to get into it. One thing before I do that, let me give y'all a rundown of the schedules that we have lined up right here on the Culture Freedom Network. Let me start by doing it in order. So y'all know they say Sunday's the first day of the week, as they say. So let me go ahead and start off with what we got lined up for y'all coming out right here on Sunday, starting it off right here on the Culture Freedom Radio Network. Yeah, this is the network, y'all. Hey, y'all believe it? We on 7 days a week now. Damn, it didn't seem like it. But, hey, that's what we got going on. That's how we supposed to do, y'all. We're supposed to grow. We're not to get stagnated. And that's what we're trying to do, y'all. We're trying to grow and give y'all more to listen to and to more to learn. That 2 days a week. Yeah, it was good. It was good. It lasted with damn near 4 years, but we expanding. Here's our rundown of the shows that we got, y'all. Hey, on Sundays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, on Sundays, we have Nawabian Talk with our brother Kabina Ray. Nawabian Talk with Kabina Ray. Man, that's Sundays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And right here on Mondays, y'all know it right here. Y'all got y'all brother Sunray 9 coming in the house, y'all, at 7 p.m. Central Time. 7 p.m. Central Time for Free Your Mind Radio. Free Your Mind Radio. Oh, yeah. And on Tuesday, we got our own, what I like to call y'all. I don't know if he liked it, me saying that. But we got our own bad boy, yeah. A bad man. I want to say a bad boy. But like I said, Bobby Brown, new edition. Bobby Brown, we got our own, y'all. We got Brother Eric in the house on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Central Time. Man, for Why Study Money. Y'all know Eric had to do an economic show, didn't y'all? Y'all know Eric got that money, about that money. He'll be talking about why study money. He'll be getting into the economics, y'all, teaching y'all how to get that money. Yeah, 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 I can't sing. Let's go on, y'all. Hey, Magnificent, on Wednesday night in the late night kitchen, y'all, creepy crawlers out there. We got our brother, man, oh, man, we got our brother back in the house with us, man, Brother Tony Robinson L. Man, the brother who hosts that dynamic show, also he will be simulcasting his shows, y'all. That's a bad brother, y'all. He can simulcast this thing here. His radio network is entitled, y'all, The Underground Railroad, Underground Railroad, The Late Night Sessions. Oh, yeah, he'll be catching y'all in the late night. That's 11 p.m. Eastern Time, y'all. 11 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday. Like I say, also be simulcasting right there on TalkShoe. Man, I'm telling you, man, that brother Tony, man, he's a bad brother when he come down to this technology. I'm gonna take my hat off to him. My hat off anyway, but I take it back off again. Brother Tony, y'all, Underground Railroad, y'all, on Wednesdays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And on Friday, woo, y'all ready for this one? Man, y'all, I got to say, y'all, I'm proud of this brother right here. I'm proud of this brother. I'm proud of all my brothers. But I got to say, I'm really proud of my brother for stepping up, doing this thing, y'all. Check this out, y'all. We got More Light on Friday, y'all. More Light Radio. Yeah, yeah. And guess who is hosted by, y'all? Guess, check this out. Brother Anthony Shabazz L. Y'all know our good brother, Brother Anthony in the house. Yeah, peace to you, brother. He'll be coming on this Friday, y'all, 6 p.m. Central Time with More Light Radio. The brother be going into the news, more science, ancient American history, and much, much more, law, you name it, this brother going to get into it, y'all. Hey, so that's our brother Anthony and Shabazz L. will be coming on Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time, y'all, for More Light Radio. And on Saturday, our brother, man, attacking your goddamn consciousness. Can you believe that? Attacking your consciousness. Our good brother, Brother Savannah Black, will be in the house on Saturdays, y'all, on Saturday nights, with Savannah Black Conscious Attack. And when he say attack, he attacking your ass like a real pit bull on your ass. Savannah Black Conscious Attack, y'all, on Saturdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. 9 p.m. Eastern Time, y'all. Savannah Black Conscious Attack. The brother go in raw and uncut, man, on various topics. So I couldn't even tell you what the brother going to talk about, because the brother just go in on some of everything. But that's what we got lined up for y'all right here, man. On the Culture Freedom Radio Network, man, some dynamic shows. We got something for everybody now, something for everybody. So, hey, we just not locked in. We got a Nawabian brothers. We got our Moorish brothers in the house coming in. And Brother Anthony, Brother Tony, my bad, he have a variety of different guests that will be coming on in the late night for y'all to listen to. You know, you never know who's going to be on that brother's show. So, you know, we got the Moorish signs be going in, and y'all know we just talk about some of anything, Brother Eric. Now, we just got everything just going. So, hey, that's what we're going to have right here, man, on the Culture Freedom Network. Like I said, we growing, y'all, and we love it. I love it. I love it, man. But tonight, like I said, I didn't have a form just really to get into a topic. Like I said, I'm just my introduction show. But like I said, and just the show is called Free Your Mind, y'all. Free Your Mind. Let's go into something like right here just talking about and dealing with the mind. I'm coming from the Holy Tablet. Let me read y'all a little something dealing with the Holy Tablet. It was written by the Master Teacher, written by the Master Teacher, Dr. Malachi York. And he's talking about the mind in a chapter 7, that's called The Living Soul. And it says the mind, this chapter here is entitled, y'all, The Mind, Best Friend, Worst Enemy. Best Friend, Worst Enemy. It says, one should not allow the mind to dissipate its energy on useless vain thoughts, worries, imagination, and fears. One thing you cannot recycle is wasted time and thought. By manipulating the mind, one is able to bring it under control and compel it to concentrate its power. However, one must not wrestle with it. Lost time is never returned. Struggle only sets more mental waves into motion. The sum total of all the pleasures in the world is nothing compared to the bliss deprived from meditation. Feed your mind meditation and the thoughts. Feed your mind meditation and doubt and idle time will starve to death. I like that last part. Let me say that again. Feed your mind meditation and doubt and idle time will starve to death. So if you have positive things on your mind, keep your mind occupied with positive things, all the negativity will go away. It's just like he also has in the book here, when you negative things or negative thoughts or negative suggestions come your way, you can reverse that. Start thinking about something positive and get that negativity off of you real fast, quick, fast, in a hurry. It's just like they talk about energy vampires coming to you. You always want to get rid of that and get them up off of you. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to be around anybody that's promoting negativity, because it will drain you. Y'all know about being around by negative people and shit. Y'all been drained by some of them energy vampires, as they call it. So, yeah, that's that right there. Dealing with the mind, y'all. And y'all know on Thursday, I got to touch on this one here briefly, and I'm going to get into a lot of more stuff. I got some clips I want to get into also. But on Thursday, man, this thing with these police, man, it's not going to stop, y'all. It's not going to stop, so we're not going to look forward to it. I hate to, you know, saying like I'm putting a negative spin on it, but we're looking at what's going out throughout the world, and we know, like I said, a lot of the agendas, those who do know, some of y'all don't know shit, some of y'all don't really care, and y'all don't think this shit is really going to happen. But on Thursday, we had our brother Eric Garner, was age of 43 in New York, he was put in a chokehold by the New York Police Department, and he actually died. They say he died of a heart attack after being put in this chokehold. Yeah, he was just stopped, and they was accusing him of selling cigarettes, man. Can you believe that? They was accusing him of selling loose cigarettes or something like that on the corner. They said another witness said that he was absolutely not selling cigarettes, but the police actually went up to this man. He lost his life because the police was trying to say that he was selling loose cigarettes. Is that a fucking reason for you to kill a man because he was selling loose cigarettes? This is a goddamn shame. And they call this America the greatest country on the planet Earth. That's what I was always told. But this man lost his life. He was a father of six children. He was telling the police that they had him in a chokehold that he couldn't breathe. But, you know, hey, it's just like I've seen other instances or somebody else just died recently where they were telling the police they couldn't breathe. They couldn't breathe. The police said they was all right. They all right. They're all right. And they also died. So we're seeing a high number rate right now with these police officers. Either they're beating sisters down on side the highways, or now they just straighten out shooting them, killing them. Like, you know, we haven't heard anything else about the brother in Jonesboro, Arkansas, that died in the back of the police car. They actually said he was handcuffed, but he shot himself. I don't want to go figure that shit out. But you haven't heard anything about what happened to that case anymore. But we're looking at, and I posted something on Facebook, we're going to see a lot more of this as we move into this thing called the police state, and then we're looking at what's happening with America. You know, it's a lot of shit going on. I see how they actually said they're talking about suing Barack Obama, one of them damn fools, somehow suing Barack Obama. And also they have, I seen on an article on the Huffington Post where they had, they're talking about the Tea Party is getting ready to sue the IRS. The Tea Party is suing the IRS. Now, I'm glad somebody going out to their goddamn ass. I'm surely glad somebody going out of them. I wish the hell it could have been me on that shit. I wish I could get in on that lawsuit. or just whoop their ass. Can I get in on the ass whooping on the goddamn IRS? Because they bullshitting around everybody with that shit. But, yeah, we hear about the Tea Party. Y'all is actually suing the IRS. That's some crazy shit. But, hey, this is what we're going on to America, y'all. And we never could have thought that a man by the honorable Elijah Muhammad told us the fall of America. And he, you know, in that book that he had, great book, by the way, y'all. Y'all want to get that. That's a great book, The Fall of America. And we spoke about what was going to happen to America. And we're actually seeing it to this very day. The fall of America is going down, y'all. It's going down real fast. And all of these movies, you know, They put a lot of things out in these movies that portraying a lot of things that's going to happen to America. You know, we've been seeing a lot of these so-called disaster movies what they have out here, you know, and we know they subliminally put out a lot of shit that's basically going to happen. But we look at, like I said, when we're looking at these movies for entertainment, that's what just what the fuck you're going to get, entertainment. But you look at it for the knowledge purpose, and you got your mind open. Like a lot of people say, this conscious, and you're looking at this thing real consciously. Or with this awareness thinking, you can see a lot of the bullshit in it, and you can see what's going to happen. So when it happened, you're like, see there? I've been telling y'all that shit was in the movie. They was letting us know what was going to go down so we could see it. Just like, for instance, I got the book by the bastard teacher, Dr. Malachi York. It's called The Millennium Book. And in that book, he wrote, and it was a lot of books that he had written in. Let me see, what was the other one? Leviathan 666. But he was talking about the how they was going to go to a cashless society, and he broke it all down in there. How like, we were going, like they was trying to get rid of welfare, and first they had to, they put all of this on the EBT. Like we got EBT cards. He didn't name it EBT at that time, but he was talking about all these prepaid cards and credit cards and all of this shit, and now how even they doing with your checks. They don't want to basically give you a paper checks anymore. They want you to have these pay cards and putting everything on it. So basically we calculated how we was going to get ready to go into this cashless society. And I was talking on the show, what was that, Friday, how they actually going, Norway was saying in 2020, their country will be cashless. Yeah, cashless, no cash. None of that jing jing shit in your pocket anymore. You know, you won't have no greenbacks, whatever they got over there, not in your pocket anymore. Everything will be on the card. This is what's happening. So we got a lot of brothers that, and sisters also that have been talking about a lot of these things that's happening. And we listed under conspiracy theories. And a lot of people think, goddamn it, conspiracy theories are crazy as hell. Some people are, goddamn it. Some people are. But we don't want to listen to them because we think outside the box. We think outside that 85% margin that they talk about. We're not in that frame. So anytime like that, you know, they say that the crazy people, the people that are always crazy mostly be the ones that's sane. But the motherfuckers who got all the goddamn sense and all degrees on their walls and plaques and shit be the craziest motherfuckers it is. They just gurgitate us. Oh, and I got an article, too, talking about that. And I got another article I'm going to bring up. Hey, I got something I want to present to my brother. Brother, out of Ghana. I've been seeing the brother been on YouTube, and he's been posting videos. Man, I like the videos he's been posting. He's been doing a lot of things. Like he said, brother, he said on a show when he was on our show and how they're getting inspired by looking at some of the things that we're doing over here in America. And I see it, and the brother said that we also, right here at Culture Freedom Radio, have inspired him, and we really do appreciate that, you know, to let us know that we're doing our job and what we're not doing. We're just not on here talking just – I won't say wasting our time, but we're just not, our time is not in vain. We're just not bullshitting. Like a lot of people just grab knowledge to just sound heavy, sound deep, to just get followers, and then also try to misuse people with money. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to work the so-called white man's job, as they say, so they find a way to use this consciousness, this knowledge to sell it. Like they said, the game is not to be, what is it, not to be told, but to be sold. So that's what they're doing with this knowledge and information now. They're taking your history, and they want to sell it to you. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing a lot of motherfuckers that pimps and players now. Got a lot. I ain't going to say no name, but they got a lot of stuff out here, people that are falling out over this shit when they bring something out to the movie theaters, and y'all just go by it. Not knowing on the side, too, they're teaching y'all the pimp game on the other end. But, hey, this is what you do. You want the consciousness. Let me bring my brother in here, Brother King Latif. He has a video or that he had on here. He was talking about he was going in because the African diaspora. That's our brother King Latif, y'all. Right back.
Hello, everybody. I just got some email right now, and then something makes me upset, man. I don't want to mention the name of the person who sent it, because it's, you know, very close. But Negro, you are a liar. You are a hypocrite. You don't believe in God. If you believe in God, you will never ever left Africa looking for another heaven somewhere. You go to Europe for what? You're looking for that heaven. Live good, live better. That's the heaven you're looking for. So if you are waiting to go to heaven, why not stay in Africa, pray to God, Jesus, Muhammad, Allah, and whoever, why not stay in Africa and praise them till you go to that heaven? But you left there going into some people that have created their heaven. You went there looking for something. So I don't know which God you are serving. I don't know. You are looking for heaven in people's country. And you are telling me that you are whatever you call this or your religion, sir. Let me use this opportunity to talk to African people that are outside Africa. You see, let me tell you something, brothers. Our fathers or our African leaders are flopping up. You don't have idea. They are dead, walking. They are dead. They don't know what they are doing. So my question is, since many of you who went to America, Europe, everywhere in the world to educate, many of you were given scholarships, which we didn't have because they don't give a fuck about anybody. Especially those of us that are in jungle. So, you know, they just put their own people there and then give them scholarships, go here, educate. So I'm asking Nigeria, Kenya, Congo, Burkina Faso, Liberia, all African countries. So even if the government did not take you to education and you went there by yourself to educate yourself, so why can't you all African children outside that are educated? You call yourself educated people, or whatever you call, you can have masters and degree of fools. So why not you Ghanaians, Nigerians, South Africans, all this kind of educated ones, why are you not unite where you are? Leave countries and this trouble, all this nonsense aside. Let's talk about Africa now first, man. So why can't you just unite yourself in that kind of countries? And with your education, do something. Go and do something in Africa. Why can't you do that? If they tell you to go to Africa today, even with your masters and degrees and all this, they tell you to go to Africa today, you say no. Why? You don't want to go to a living poor place, poor this, poor that, you don't want that. But who is going to build it for you to live in that kind of heaven that you want? That's why they gave you education. So now I'm asking you African brothers and sisters that are in Europe, Britain, America, wherever. We don't talk about country now no more. We are talking about African first. So use your education that you acquire over wherever you got it. Unite yourself. So if our fathers are mentally, you know, sleeping, you that went there and educate yourself or whatever you call it, why can't you just unite? You see, you are telling African leaders that, oh, they are dead, they can't unite, African cannot, they don't unite. But you can't even unite yourself, you call yourself educated, you can't even unite yourself outside Africa. So what are you telling me? I don't get it. Unite yourself. If you're in America, unite all African in America. If you're in Britain, all British in America, in Britain. If you're everywhere, unite all of them. We don't care about no country, no more. We are talking about Africa now. So I want to end this video right now here. But response to the message that I just received right now. That, brother, you know, if you want to go to heaven, you will never be outside of Africa. You will stay in Africa there. Worship God that they will, as they told you, worship it. You worship it and then you go to that heaven that you want. But you are looking for heaven in other people's country. If the people that you went there to hustle or to build your country, if they are waiting to go to sky for heaven, will they even have phone for you? Oh, nigga, you need to wake up. If everybody in this world are waiting to go to hell or heaven, they would look. Everybody would just pay attention to the heaven and hell. No, do nothing. Just. But today you want telephone. You want that, all these kind of things. You want African phone, right? It should be called what? Afrophone. Afrophone, because you know we are Africans, you know, so Afrophone. So, you know, just go and stay there and then in Africa and then, you know, pray to God in the sky and then you go to heaven. Stop looking for heaven in somebody's country. Because you went there, you think you want to, I went there to get money and then, that is the heaven, man. That is the heaven. So if you are suffering, you don't have money, Unko. Like our Nigerian brothers, they say, Unko. Which means you are in hell. The heaven and hell is all one. It's here with us. You are suffering, you are in hell. You are enjoying, you are in heaven. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah, that's our brother K. Latif, y'all, that I bring to you. Because he had a lot of more dynamic videos I like that he's doing. But see, that's the inspiration that we're giving to other people around the world, where they're actually addressing things in their homeland in Africa. You know, he's in Africa, he's from Ghana, and he's addressing things that's going on over there. So like I said, if we having all these different problems, we want to say we want to run back to Africa, but like you said, the people in Africa are not united. So they're asking their own people, look, shit, let's get fucking united first over here. But you want to go over there and go to America and all of this shit and talking about uniting with them. Just like we want to run over there, we got to unite over here first, get our stuff together at home first, and then, you know, go out and abroad and try to link up with other people. But we can't get it right here where we at. There's no goddamn way in the world it's going to work nowhere else. Just like in our own home, where we got strife and, you know, all kind of chaos in our own home, there's no way I can go to my neighbor's house and try to straighten out his situation. Just shit just don't work. Just don't work. But anyway, family, I got an article that I want to put up in here. I see Brother Eric on the line too. Brother Eric, I know you got the article. I don't know if you got it. When you want to come in with me, brother, on this one, because we talked about this briefly, and this is a good damn article. I like this. It's from Capeville Daily News, and the article was talking about five types of conscious black people to avoid if you want to grow. Let me say that again. Five types of conscious black people to avoid if you want to grow. I thought that you need to be around people that was conscious. Didn't you think that you should be around people that's conscious if you want to grow in your knowledge? But according to this article, you want to stay the hell away from them as far as you can. And the five types they put out here, I totally agree. Let me see your brother Eric what he gets. Peace to you, brother Eric.
Oh, peace to you, black man.
Yeah, peace, brother. Yeah, did you want to get in on this article? We're going to go in on this right here.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah. Let me see. Where the hell this guy? But anyway, this, like I said, this came from...
Go to the characteristics, bro.
Yeah, you want to skip that? Okay, let me see. I'm trying to see the other part, what it said at the top first. Oh, I got to get to this part here where he first started off. It was Capeville.com, y'all, and go and just type in five types of conscious black people to avoid. That's the name of the article. But he kind of started off and said, it is my theory that the black conscious community is nothing more than a thought trap. He said, let me explain. There are few genuine thinkers and too many mindless followers. The so-called conscious community is populated by individuals promoting and defending ideologies instead of pushing the boundaries of what they know and believe to bring us to a place where we can unite beyond labor. The community has become like any other religion or belief system, no thoughts required. Now, let me see. I'm just going to go ahead and skip down to some of these here, and I'll probably come back to some of the other things. And he was saying in his journey, he encountered a few people on his journey to avoid. The first one is, and y'all see this damn article, y'all going to trip who picture on here as a debater, because the first category is the debater, and they got Brother Polite picture on there in the category as the debater. So this is what he said, the first person to avoid is a debater. Now here's what he say, why you should avoid this first person, debater. This person is not about accomplishing anything. They live to augur and to have people applaud their ability to spawn useless facts. They get off by arguing points that really don't mean anything. What they should call, what we should call ourselves, who discovered what religion black people should be, who really built the pyramids, are we Moors, what kind of socks did Marcus Garvey wear? It really doesn't matter to them. Their goal is to debate, refute, and counter everything and anything you say. This is all while accomplishing nothing. You can say something as simple as water is wet. They will start debating about how dry ice was invented by the black man in a secret chamber under the Great Pyramid in 1100 B.C. It said avoid these people. You can't win their game, because their game is to get you to respond to them so they can keep talking. While you are talking in circles trying to prove your point, what they are doing, he said, you are talking in circles trying to prove your point. He said, what are you doing? He said, drop your knowledge, then walk away. It's called a grenade. What do you think about that one, brother? Uh-oh, on the side, brother, Eric got dropped. Brother, uh-oh, I don't know if he got dropped or not.
Yeah, bro.
Oh.
sound like he been listening to Culture Freedom Radio for me.
Yeah, just so. Wow.
You said it. You called it. I mean, but it's true, man. I mean, we're at the point where we're so infatuated in what we learn, we fight each other over what we learn and keep on learning, trying to, for whatever reason, validate the reason why we do the shit. You know, hold on, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I don't know my call. Let me check my site. But I think you went out, bro. Let me check my Skype. All right, let me ask everybody. Is the sound clear on here, family? Did brother Eric go out? Because it may be just my Skype. Let me double check. Go ahead, bro. I'm gonna call in. Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother. I'm going to call in.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. I only went out. Yes, sir.
Okay. The messenger told us that the black man has an ego problem. So any time that we can express ourselves, that builds our self-esteem, because we got. So we take advantage of that energy that it brings. So the beast knows that, and he manipulates us with that. That's our weakness. Our weakness is our power, and it's displayed in every movie, cartoon, or what have you, how power is being manipulated and how people misuse that power. They're talking about you. But, yeah, man, we argue over power. And knowledge. Knowledge is power, right? So we're arguing over power. And that's not getting us anywhere. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's fresh.
That's...
But, you know, to study the psyche of the mind, you understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was the first category, and then on this five countries black people to avoid if you want to grow. Now the second one, I've seen some of these here. The second one is called the regurgitator. The regurgitator. So this person is incapable of forming an original thought. They are just happy to be a part of something. They simply regurgitate information that they have read or heard from someone else. Usually it's information that we have already, that we already know. This person would not dig or do original research to present to the community with something new. Nope. That's way too much work for the regurgitator. They get off by telling us over and over and over again how the Bible was created by the Council of Nicaea. Just pat them on the head and tell them thank you, then walk away. The regurgitator, the parrot in the room. That is, there's a lot of them out here. The regurgitator. Like I said, just regurgitate everything. Yes, sir. Like I said, that's why we say it too. Yeah, go ahead, brother.
I didn't want to cut you, but, you know, a person like that is one that doesn't study. Mm. And in due time, when you listen to an individual, you can disattain, if you're on that kind of level, you know what I'm saying, you can disattain for that person to study it. Because you know what studying entails.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get into deep study, you know as yourself what study entails, and you know when someone has just been given a so-called jewel and excited about the jewel.
Mm-hmm.
But you know. You know why you know? Because you've been digging. You are, it goes back to Freemasonry and building. Well, before you have to build, you have to dig. You just don't build and don't dig. You always dig. You know what I'm saying? That's the law of creation, digging. Summary, have you dug today? Have you got your dug today? I missed mine.
No, I did it early this morning.
I get my dig on later. And then I'm getting my spiritual dig on now, and then I'm going to do my material dig later. You feel me? But you start off with a dig. You know what I'm saying? You dig me. You feel me? And and you build, see? But if you can't do that if you don't study, see? You're attracted by the light, but you don't delve into the light, you know? And, you know, sometimes the light is so profound until you can't go no farther than what you've gone. But what you emanate from the light you got, other people with higher light can understand to some point in reference, depending on their understanding and circumference of words, what light you shine.
Mm-hmm.
I said a lot. My bad.
Yeah, that's the regurgitator. Yeah, because you have to, it's fine to, you know what I'm saying, study, you know, somebody else's work. But on the top of that, you have to also be a researcher yourself. You have to go in depth into what they have written in their books. You know what I'm saying? Look it up. Because like a lot of things you might not, it is some things you might not even know what the certain word means in their writing. So you have to go and look it up. And sometimes I've found in studying, I look certain things up. Now, I'm going to use this for example, and I know a lot of people don't like the name, but even when I got to York, he'll say, don't believe me, check it out. And he'll say something in the book, and I'll be reading it, and I go inside looking something up elsewhere, and that take me on a far journey. And I end up putting the book down, and I'm going on to another journey somewhere, and it probably be 2 days before I come back to that book. There was something that was in that book that took me somewhere else. So when you do that research, looking at it, that's when you really just research it. Now and then it adds on to what you basically were reading at first. Now you can really just understand what you were reading, and then now you got something to add to that. So it's not when you just like, you read, you can probably quote something from that book that they said, or whatever that you're reading from, and now you can add on a sound on a little bit more from what you're comprehending, and then it all links up. And it all linked up. You're just not like just being, like I said, being a parent. So now we need to, like I said, not be regurgitators. Like I said, let's be besides having original thought by ourselves. Like I said, use our own analytical mind. That's what it is. Use our own analytical mind. I know that one right there. But here's number three, y'all. This is number three on the category. He says that they got one called the One Upper. The One Upper is, he said, this is the worst. No matter what you say, this person has the one up on. Now, what do you mean by one up? He says, you can say you have been a vegan for 10 years. That doesn't mean anything. Because they have been a vegan for 15 years and can tell you how to do it better. You have read 100 books. They have read 1,000. He said, do yourself a favor. Just walk away. Don't even, well, there's nothing that you can say behind that shit. Everything you do, they're going to say, I've done that better. Or if I've done it many more times than you. So you're right. There's nothing to say on that one. And then let me jump to the third one. Number four. The act, the small act. This is what he says about the small act. This is the most dangerous and counterproductive. This is the most dangerous, the counterproductive. It says, no matter what you say or do, this person has to find something wrong with it, then proceed to tear you down. Recently, Capeville, this is the news article, or the I guess it's the organization who actually written this article. It says, recently, Capeville started a program in which we use resources that was donated by our members to provide food and clothing for Haitian children. That's not good enough for the small acts. That's the person who's basically hating on whatever they do that you do. It said, a small act suggests that instead of giving them food, we should be teaching them how to provide their food, their own food. That's a great idea, small acts. You should come here, and you said you should come here and do what you suggest. Naturally, the small acts will not. They see they have suggest a lot of shit that you know what I'm saying. You shouldn't be doing it. This is the way you ought to do it. If I was you, I would do it this way. They said, okay, well, why don't you come and help me? Well, no, you know. I can't do it right now because of shit get to coming in there, that da-rah, that type shit get to coming in effect. But anyway, he said the job of the small acts is to cut down whatever you are doing. They are special people. I suggest run away from them because you have no doubt about what you're doing. Like I said, the key word is doing. That's he called that the small acts. So I've heard people say that, you know, even when you do like these shows, well, y'all ought to be talking about this, man. You should be talking about that, man. You going over people's head. Now, I'm going to say this, man. On Culture Freedom Radio, I don't know how basic damn near we can get on Culture Freedom. Y'all don't hear us on here talking like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and shit like that. We don't do. We try to make it plain and simple for the everyday people. Layman people, that what they can say, the street people, can understand or overstand what we're saying. So when somebody say that, we all talking over somebody's head, God damn, they got to just, I don't want to say dumb, but you just can't comprehend a goddamn thing if y'all don't understand a lot of the stuff we say. We try to lay it out simple. We don't come with that Harvard Law School type of theology. Yeah, like Benny Ray said, real basic. That's it. That's it. Now, you want to go in depth and start, you know, quote Webster's Dictionary, but then people won't hear you like Jesse Jackson say a whole bunch of shit that nobody can actually comprehend. What the hell he just say? I don't know. It sound goddamn good, but I don't know. We don't try to do that. So, and, you know, a lot of people do that. They like try to tear down whatever you come with. They don't. It's not good enough for them. That is what he called the small action. And here's the last, just the last one on this one here on this article. This is a trip. I know Kabina gonna get some, but I know he liked this one here because he did with language. So they call him the here comes the instead of hoe tip, he called the hoe tippers. He's calling the hoe tippers. He said these people are hilarious. Hoe tip brother, hoe tip sister, ashe. Okay, what other words do you know besides hoe tip and ashe? He says, how do you say No. How do you say learn a female word in ancient Egyptian? In ancient Egyptian. That's what he said. Ask him, how do they say that in an ancient Egyptian word? Or they say the Metaneta. I'm a Rock Squad. How y'all say that? Uh-oh, I ain't say that name yet. My bad. Okay, let me go on. He said, if you are going to speak a language, go all out. I know Cabrera Ray agreed with that one. I know he agreed with that. Yeah, he's going to get the language class on y'all. He said, go all out. Learn more than two words. These people realize that most of us, not easy to say, these people realize that most of us are from West African descent. Why not say, I nasi. That would make more sense, because if you are going to fake like you know a language, the least you could do is choose one that is most likely spoken by your ancestors. I am going to speak. Yeah, he said, I am going to speak. I'm going to speak ancient Egyptian. And the next person that says Hotep to me, I'm going to talk to them for about 5 minutes straight, as if they understand every word I'm saying. Yeah, there you go. That's how you get them right there. And why would I assume otherwise? Yeah, because they said Hotep, right? So that's how I guess you get them. And he said the reason why Egypt is promoted, think about it. Sometimes someone say Hotep to me, this song pops in my head. He had Anike Mose. You know, Anike Mose had this song called Here Come the High Stepper. He said, here come the Hotepper. So he said, in his conclusion, think for yourself, basically. Avoid groupthink. Expand your boundaries. If the masses of people disagree with you, then you might be doing something right. He said, have a nice day. And then he said, end with Hotep. I like that. So, yeah, that was that article, y'all. Like I said, one more time, this article, y'all can find it on caperville.com, and the article was entitled Five Types of Conscious Black People to Avoid If You Want to Grow. Most definitely avoid that goddamn debater, because, man, I see a lot of them all the time. And they don't even have to be in this thing called a so-called conscious community. It's just all, that's all over. They love to damn debate about what you on everything. Then you ask them, well, have you read this? Have you read this book? No, you know, I ain't read up then. Till next time you read that, or you got a little more comprehension on it, shut the hell up. Like you said, if you don't know the language, you start hollering like more than two words. Like you said, Hotep and Ashe. Like I said, and it was funny that he said that, too, about the language. Brother Karina Ray and I, we were just talking about when Ali Muhammad was up there talking about he know Arabic or whatnot. But he didn't quote not one Arabic word in there. Like I said, hell, he damn near just could have just started quoting something, making something up. If he really wanted to. Hell, and a lot of the people, like say in the article, they wouldn't know what the hell he was saying anyway. It would have sounded good. Just like the regurgitator. Don't know what the hell really being said. He doesn't know how to regurgitate. So he could have got up there on stage and regurgitated a lot of things. So even in that, they talk about only thing they've been given is Hotep. And they talk about they know how to read the Metaneta. You understand the Metaneta. So I understand the Metaneta when I see it. But you can't speak it. Now, most of the time when I try to learn an English word, I don't care if it's like information. I can see it on a piece of paper like, damn, what that word say. You know, I'm trying to learn. It's my first time. I don't know it. I see it. I got to identify the word. And in my mind, I'm trying to speak it. I'm trying to speak the word out. So how can you basically see the Metaneta on a piece of paper and say, well, when I see it, I can identify it. I know what it's saying. You know what it's saying, but you can't pronounce it. Your mind don't try to register to pronounce this word. So how can the fuck can you understand the goddamn word if you can't even say the word? I'm confused on that. I'm a Rock Squad. Y'all help me out with that one. I don't know what the fuck y'all were talking about on that one. My bad. I keep saying y'all name. Damn, my bad. Yeah, Pete. Let me see. It's a trip, man. But that's how people are doing, man. You know, they going into stuff and then five conscious people. That's why I said I don't want to be identified with this thing called conscious community. That ain't me. I ain't in that shit. I don't know what this all about. I don't want to be identified with that. And labels, titles, don't put that on me. I don't want no label. I don't want no title. Because like I said, the first thing will start to happen is you can, and first thing I step out of line and don't do something inside of that. That little criteria or whatever they're supposed to be done inside of this little title, you're going to start pointing fingers at me. I thought, Sunray, you was this. I thought you was that. No, you ain't thought a goddamn thing because I didn't told you this. I didn't tell you that's what I am. Like I said, I'm not – that's why, you know, I said I really got the bag back. I love being a part of an organization, but it's like saying, if I do something outside of that, I don't want nobody to blame the whole organization. Just blame Sunray as an individual. Don't blame the whole organization for what I done or what I do. You know what I'm saying? And that's what a lot of people want to do. Man, I'm goddamn so-and-so's, man, just because what I did something wrong. Man, they ain't shit, man. I seen the dude over there doing nothing. I knew them niggas wasn't nothing. I knew that organization, whatever organization I say I might just be with, I knew they wasn't shit. I knew they'd be faking just because what I'm doing. You can't blame the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? You can't blame the whole Nation of Islam. Damn, Farrakhan, I ain't trying to talk about you. But whatever Farrakhan doing, you can't blame and say the rest of the people in the organization is messed up, the new Black Panther Party, whatever. You can't blame the whole people for what one person is doing. You know what I'm saying? You got some people out here that's getting some bad information, even dealing with the Moorish signs. You can't blame all of them. You know what I'm saying? Because I've learned a lot of stuff, and I've been getting into some stuff lately that I'm really finna start getting into on the show, dealing with. I've been looking at this thing, United States. I hear people saying it, but like I said, I don't want to be that regurgitator. I never been in depth in it, but now I'm have. And I've just looked at some stuff. I got a man, what's the name of this book right fast? A business law book, and it with the UCC applications in it. But this is actually a college book, and they teaching this in the class. But see, we don't know nothing about this because, hell, you know, we can go on the internet and look it up and you think you got to do it, but they teach this in class, but not the average person that go to one of these colleges and universities going to tell you. It goes into all of this stuff talking about how the United States and stuff is a corporation, and it tell you, it break down everything about a corporation, how a corporation is actually, like I said, artificial person. It goes into all of this in this book. You know, just when they learning in college, when they dealing, trying to learn business law, it get in it and talk about this in this book. So I've been getting into this like I started last night when Eric started saying digging. This is what I was digging into last night, Brother Eric, before I went to bed. So I went to bed with corporation on my mind for some reason. But, yeah, it's going into this. And then they talk about even how the corporations are protected under the 14th Amendment just as a so-called natural person, all of this. So I've been getting into this. Like I said, I hear a lot of people talking on it, but until I just look it up for myself, and I'm seeing it, you know what I'm saying? It I can really just, now I can point it out to what people, to other people and say, well, I heard Brother so-and-so said this. And well, and I don't have anything recollection on it by myself. Now I can give my reference points to where I've read it at. And if I have to, I can show the damn book. Because actually, I was talking to my coworker. I took the damn book to work and showed it to him. Because I was talking to him about it, how, you know, United States, then you got the United States, and then you got the United States of America, the corporation, and then you got the fictitious country, you know what I'm saying, corporate entity. We're going into that. But that shit'll fly out of his ear. I mean, go in one ear, it still probably didn't resonate. But some people that shit, well, he ain't got no proof. He can't show me that. I don't believe that shit. Then when you show and tell, it makes, like they taught us that in school, show and tell. So when I showed and tell it to him, showed and told him, it makes more sense. Now, if he denied from there, that's on him. I can't help that. That's his ass. He want to be in the dog. That's his ass. But the responsibility, I just take the responsibility off me. I don't want to just be a regurgitator. I don't want to be number two in that article. Can't do it. And, you know, a lot of times I have debaters with that, so I can't do it. Let me get into another clip, y'all, and get into here. Let me see what I got lined up. Hey, yeah, this is, man, Free Your Mind Radio. We have to, y'all, just free our minds from a lot of stuff. And I especially get our mind off a lot of negativity, because even though there's a lot of negativity that's going out here, y'all, we got to always try to combat that with a lot of positive thoughts, no matter what's on, you know, because there's a lot of sometimes even on Facebook. And damn, we love Facebook. All of these, and there's a lot of, and Brother Cabrera Ray was talking about this last night, with all of these so-called independent websites that we have, we talking about sponsoring black this, sponsoring black that. We got a lot of independent websites out there with people who have shows and they have their own websites and things of that nature. But we seem to always want to post everything on that goddamn Facebook. Damn, it irks me sometimes. Like, okay, so-and-so got a radio. He got a website. This person got a website. But we put every goddamn thing on Facebook and then turn around and say, they spying on us. They tapping in our shit. Well, goddamn, you give them the goddamn red light to do this shit. So, you know, Twitter, Google Plus, you know, and I do this, I do it sometimes, but that's for social networking. Use this shit like for business purposes. But there's a lot of negativity shit, negative shit on Facebooks and all of this shit. So sometimes you have to combat that also. Stay away from a lot of this shit, all that negativity be on there. There's a lot on there. And a lot of the people that's on there, man, hey, that's not in your best interest because they got these so-called comedic names, Hebraic names, hell, whatever, you know, indigenous names. They don't mean, you don't know who's behind some of these goddamn names and these fictitious pictures because they were showing how Facebook, them actually make fake, what you call them, profiles. I know a lot of y'all, I know some of y'all don't got them fake profiles on came to y'all box. Hey, Brother Sunray, hit me up. My name is so-and-so, so-and-so. And it could be a fine-looking-ass sister on that mud, too. It'd be like, you'd be like, God damn, let me click on this motherfucker. Let me see her fine ass. But it'd be a fake art. It'd be a fake profile. Hey, y'all, how you know Sunray? Well, shit, I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I clicked on it one time. It only took me one time. I'm a man, y'all. Hey, I got shit. I'm gonna look. I don't give a damn what y'all say. I'm gonna look. But, hey, it got me, though. It got me once. But that's what's going on. So it's a lot of stuff that they say with actually the Facebook actually be posting a lot of shit because they know the people that y'all link up with on Facebook. So they're actually some of them articles, you'll see a person on there with a so-called profile, and it could be Facebook. They know your trend, and they're posting shit to get a response to see how you respond. Like I said, all of this shit is about a database. Your database. So when anything go down, they know your fucking mind because this show is about the mind. They know your mind. They studying your mind. That's why they want the likes. They put the like button to see what you like about this. They put somebody put a picture. I like that. Oh, I love that. Okay, we know what Sunray like on it. Okay, he like red Corvettes and shit. Okay, I write that down in the category. Ah, okay. He with this black power shit. Okay, put that in the category. See there? He like, you know what I'm saying, Dr. York, Malcolm X. He like, shit, Marcus Garvey. Put that in the categories. Anything go down and come in these categories, we got his black ass. This is what they do. You giving a profile. So, but like, we got all these independent websites, y'all. Let's start showing some love for these websites because, you know, we put a lot of people put money into these websites. You know what I'm saying? To keep these websites and put information up on these websites. And like I said, not like Brother Cabrina Ray said, y'all go on these goddamn websites and these social network talking about my page. I ain't paid a goddamn dime for it. Be talking about my page. Well, go to my website. Then you give out the damn link at facebook.so-and-so. Wait a minute. That's not your website. That's Facebook shit. Your website would be like we got culturefreedomradio.webs.com. That's our shit we paying for. You ain't paid a goddamn dime for Facebook. Not Twitter. Them folk can shut your shit down. Well, they did us too. Well, did us too. Because some shit we did with the Boston bomb, and they shut us down a couple of times. But, hey, they got it right back up too. But anyway, Facebook, that's not your goddamn website. Come on. They got free websites out here. Man, y'all really want a website? They got some free ones you can put up there, you know, with limited space. But it's just not your shit. Facebook ain't your shit. I'm just sorry. I hate to bust y'all bubble. Like Cabina Ray said it, we hate to bust y'all bubble. But, hey, truth is true. Let me play this one right here, y'all. Malcolm X in the house.
Black man in America, for the past 400 years, has been like a boy in the white man's house, begging the white man for a job, for food, clothing, and shelter. And then after the white man provides him with all of these things, he turns around and has the nerve to get angry at the white man when the white man tries to control his life. How can people, a group of people such as our people, who own no factories, have equal job opportunities competing against a race that owns the factories? The only way the two can have equal job opportunities is if black people have factories as well as white people have factories. And then we can employ whites or we can employ blacks, just like they can employ whites or they can employ blacks. But as long as the factories are in the hands of the whites, the housing is in the hands of the whites, the school system is in the hands of the whites, you have a situation where the blacks are constantly begging the whites, can they use this or can they use that? That's not any kind of equality of opportunity, nor does it lend toward one's dignity. What does a black man look like begging for a cup of coffee in a white restaurant and doesn't have a job to back up to pay for it when he does get the coffee? It's putting the cart before the horse. Instead of the Negro leaders having the black man begging for a chance to dine in white restaurants, the Negro leader should be showing the black man how to do something to strengthen his own economy, to give himself an independent economy, or to provide job opportunities for himself. Not begging for a cup of coffee in a white man's restaurant. Number one, he must have a knowledge of himself. And this gives him confidence in himself. He has been brainwashed by the educational system that exists here in America to the point where he feels he was a savage in the jungle when he was before he was brought here, and this destroys his morale. So the number one thing that has to be done, he has to be retaught, be given, he has to be re-educated and made to know that he's a man like anyone else, and then he can stand on his own two feet like others. Then if the black man, the black leadership, who has access to all of this money and has all of these degrees today, can't use his talent and his know-how to set up business opportunities, job opportunities, housing opportunities for the black people, the same as the white leaders have done for white people, then these black leaders need to get off the boat. They're not leading our people toward any kind of independence, but they're using their positions and their education and their talent to exploit our people worse than the slave master did during slavery.
If white immigrants can come to this country 50 years ago with nickels and dimes and no education, and come here and pool their little nickels and dimes and no education, and set up little stores, develop these stores into larger stores, develop this into an industry which creates job opportunities for whites. Since Lincoln was supposed to have freed the black man 100 years ago, and today the black man, according to the government economist, has spending power of $20 billion per year. We feel that with the black man spending $20 billion a year, not setting up any businesses, not creating any industry, not creating any job opportunities for his own kind, he's not in a moral position to point the finger today at the white man and tell the white man that he's discriminating against him for not giving him a job in factories that he himself set up. If the black man has $20 billion, and these so-called Negro leaders are such geniuses that they can integrate white restaurants and integrate white factories and integrate, force themselves into that which the white man has set up, they should use this same ingenuity to show the black people how to pool our wealth and set up something of our own. And then we won't have to force our way into it.
We should own and operate and control the economy of our community. You would never find, you can't open up a black store in a white community. White man won't even patronize you. And he's not wrong. He got sense enough to look out for himself. And you don't have sense enough to look out for yourself. The white man is too intelligent to let someone else come and gain control of the economy of his community. But you will let anybody come in and control the economy of your community. Control the housing, control the education, control the jobs, control the businesses, under the pretext that you want to integrate. No, you're out of your mind. We have to become involved in a program of re-education to educate our people into the importance of knowing that when you spend your dollar out of the community in which you live, the community in which you spend your money becomes richer and richer. The community out of which you take your money becomes poorer and poorer. And because these Negroes who have been misled, misguided, are breaking their necks to take their money and spend it with the man is becoming richer and richer, and you're becoming poorer and poorer. And then what happens? The community in which you live becomes a slum. It becomes a ghetto. The conditions become run down. And then you have the audacity to complain about poor housing in a run-down community. Why, you run it down yourself when you take your dollar out. And you and I are in a double trap, because not only do we lose by taking our money someplace else and spending it, when we try and spend it in our own community, we're trapped because we haven't had sense enough to set up stores and control the businesses of our community. The man who's controlling the stores in our community is a man who doesn't look like we do. He's a man who doesn't even live in the community. So you and I, even when we try and spend our money in the block where we live or the area where we live, we're spending it with a man who, when the sun goes down, takes that basket full of money in another part of the town. So we're trapped, double trapped, triple trapped. Anywhere we go, we find that we're trapped. And every kind of solution that someone comes up with is just another trap. Those, our people, the importance of setting up these little stores and developing them and expanding them into larger operations. Woolworth didn't start out big like they are today. They started out with a dime store and expanded and expanded and expanded until today they're all over the country and all over the world and they're getting some of everybody's money. Now this, what you and I and General Motors, the same way, didn't start out like it is. It started out just a little rat race type operation. And it expanded and expanded until today is where it is right now. And you and I have to make a start. And the best place to start is right in the community where we live. So our people not only have to be re-educated to the importance of supporting black business, but the black man himself has to be made aware of the importance of going into business. And once you and I go into business, we own and operate at least the businesses in our community, what we will be doing is developing a situation wherein we will actually be able to create employment for the people in the community. And once you can create some employment in the community where you live, it will eliminate the necessity of you and me having to act ignorantly and disgracefully boycotting and picketing some cracker someplace else trying to beg him for a job. Anytime you have to rely upon your enemy for a job, you're in bad shape.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, y'all. Brother Malcolm going in on the black economics, y'all. I like that one. Hey, that's real talk. That's still true to this day. You know what I'm saying? About how we got all these, y'all know I say this stuff all the time, how we got letting other people come in and control everything in our neighborhood. You know, the products that are in our neighborhood, the Arabs in our neighborhoods controlling all the damn little stores. And then we got all the little cheap motel, the sleazy ass motels, I should say, owned by the Hindus or whatever they want to call them. These Indians running this in our neighborhoods. It's just how it is, you know. And they say that we basically have almost, they want to say that the number one spending power, as they would say, according to that Black Enterprise, is saying how we was projected to have that $1.1 trillion, you know, spending power. That's all that it is. It's a spending power. It's not that what we are bringing into the community. It's what we're taking out of the community, you know. And if we're not spending that much with each other, how much are we actually spending out of that $1.1 trillion that we're spending with each other? I need to see that estimate right there. That's something I need to see. So, you know, with all of us, oh, yeah, great. Yes, sir. Let me see. What was the name of it? Brother Malcolm. You can actually find it on YouTube. It's Malcolm X Speaks on Black Economics. It's like 11 minutes and 34 seconds. But that's, and see, Brother Malcolm, I know a lot of people don't like Brother Malcolm. I know they don't like him. But see, this is when I came out, this is what I heard. I heard Brother Malcolm before I even heard Elijah Muhammad or Farrakhan. I heard Brother Malcolm. This is, you know, why I heard and got my knowledge from, you know. So I know a lot of people dislike Brother Malcolm and, you know, this and that. But, hey, I'm sorry. Truth is truth. And, see, Brother Malcolm was just not in line with the Nation of Islam. Brother Malcolm had, y'all did, it was a documentary I seen on, it was on actually on, if you got an your iPhone or iTunes account, you can go and look up Black Media Archive, Black Media Archives, and they got a lot of, man, nice documentaries on there, and their speeches and everything. That's why I even saw the brothers, I can't think of their name, I think it was Step and Fetch It or something like that. I even saw that on there. But anyway, goes back. and say how Malcolm was even lined up with Brother John Henry Clark. Brother John Henry Clark was actually the one, according to the documentary, that actually was doing the historical research for Brother Malcolm. Even though he was in the Nation of Islam as a representative, national spokesman for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, or the Nation of Islam under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Brother John Henry Clark was the one who was actually in charge of his in his research department dealing with history. So we got to understand a lot of these dynamics when we inside of these organizations where we don't want to deal with one another. You know what I'm saying? We got like problems because you inside this organization, I don't want to deal with you. But see, a lot of those brothers behind the scenes, we don't know who we're working with who. So, and that was a great documentary when I seen that. It was very interesting. And like I said, it was an old documentary because it actually had Dr. Ben on there and it had Brother John Henry Clark on there in the interview also. So it was, you know, it was very old. But that was something interesting that I found in that. But like I said, you know, hey, these are the words. And when I got out, like I said, I heard too those grassroots speeches that Brother Malcolm had. My uncle had a, it was on the cassette tapes. And it was like, I think five tapes. I used to listen to them over and over. Listen to the one about the house Negro, you know, the battle of the bullet, something like that. I forgot the ballad of the bullet. There you go. And I listened to those, and that instilled a lot of things in me. Just listen to that, you know. And that's how I came into what they want to call consciousness, by listening to those type of things, like Brother Malcolm and a lot of the older teachers. And then, you know, I didn't know anything about Dr. York at the time, but I was still straight Islam. I was Sunni. Practice Sunni Islam, can y'all believe that? Bumping my head like a goddamn real Desert Arab, but I was still on that so-called black liberation tip, even though I was, you know, getting into that, but I was on that black liberation tip, and, you know, until I met my brother, Brother Kabina Ray, who gave me a word and set me straight, and then I learned from a man, Dr. Malachi Yor, the master teacher. That really opened my eyes to a lot of different things. So that's what that got me to the level that I'm on right now. So that's why I said I can deal with brothers at all walks of life. You know, I'm not stagnated. I can't deal with you because of this. I can't deal with you because he's walking through the schools that are in the Wambian. Man, you learn a lot of things from a lot of different schools. And so now I'm able to walk and work with anybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm able to work with anybody because I understand a lot of your teachings now, because, hell, I was trained and raised in a lot of those teachings. So now I can understand what perspective you coming from. See, that's the thing about it. So people want to hate on that. I mean, I don't know. Take your hating ass on. You just close by it. I'm sorry. I just got to keep it frank, y'all. Just free your mind. I got to say, free my mind. I got to say what's on my mind. If you stuck, I'm sorry. I hate it for you. But me, I'm not going to get stagnated on that. But like I said, we got a lot of work to do in family. It's a good thing. Like I said, I want to say this too. I appreciate all the brothers, man, for coming in, doing the network and doing their thing, doing their shows. Man, it's a great feeling for me to know that you know what I'm saying, I'm having the pleasure of being a part of something like this. Because, you know, like I said, it we always want to be a part of something great sometime, you know. A lot of times it'd be some bad stuff, but being a part of this, where you actually seeing where you're helping people, and when you get those emails and, you know, comments where people like, man, hey, I appreciate you, man, I appreciate what y'all said, that helped change my life. You know what? That make you feel good. That make you feel good. It really do, because, you know, it was like when a point in my life when I was out here hurting people and shit, doing wrong. Now I'm able to, like I said, reverse that. Like I said, reverse that polarity and now give back, because they always tell you that shit now, man. You know, when you locked up or whatever, man, you got to get out and be productive in society. But they never, it's always a struggle, because somebody always trying to throw an obstacle in your way where you damn near can't be that. So, but I always say the only person can hold me down and the only person can stop me is me. No matter what obstacle get in my way, I got to find a way to maneuver it, whether I got to go around it, go on top of it, go up under it, or go through it. Some kind of way, I got to find a way to get over this obstacle. So, but the internet, you know, they tell you this, but so now that we're giving back to the community, we're giving back to people, helping people, man, that's a great thing. That's a great thing. And as parents, I want to say this too. You know, sometimes we, and y'all heard me say this a couple of times, we should never tell our children that they are not, they can't accomplish something. Maybe if they didn't finish school. Don't never tell a child that. Because, see, some people can, some things will stay in a person's mind and resonate in their mind, and they will actually do just that. You know, the Bible said, I know people don't touch the Bible, but the Bible says, so a man thinketh, so is he. So if you tell a child he's not going to be nothing, you're going to be just like your no-good-ass daddy. Hey, most of the sometime that child just might be like that. So never put that on a child. Never put that frequency on that child. So, but my thing is, you know, when I was doing wrong and I tried and I got out and I changed my life for the better, you know what I'm saying? And the greatest thing my mom ever told me, but just by saying that she loved me or whatever, she told me she was proud of me. Now, you just don't know, basically as a child, to hear your parent. I'm grown. I'm a grown-ass man. Like said the entertainer, I'm a grown-ass man, dog. But I'm a grown-ass man in my 30s. And my mother told me how proud she was of me. That made me feel damn good. That let me know that I was on the right track. You know what I'm saying? Because it was like at a time when I thought, man, I was feeding into that thing, man. You ain't gonna do it. God, you ain't gonna be about it. Man. You just always, you didn't go, you didn't finish school. You're staying in out of goddamn jailhouse door. Damn, man. I'm really falling into that category that they said I was gonna be. That stigma they said. Like they tell you about the definition sometime about the word black, filthy, wicked, evil, all of that. You know what I'm saying? If you believe on that so much, you like I said, you'll fall into that category. You will act out on that. So I just refuse not to fall into that category. I've been trying to, and it was a point, family, I ain't gonna lie. I was trying to prove, 'cause my mom did. I ain't gonna lie. She kind of said that if you don't go to school, and that's what people, I guess they tried to encourage us though by saying this. But she was like, if you don't go to school, you ain't gonna do nothing. You ain't gonna better get no job. You ain't gonna better do this. You ain't gonna be that. You know, but she was trying to push me because I didn't want to go to school for shit, y'all. I ain't gonna lie. Son of a, didn't want to go to no goddamn school. I didn't want to learn it. But I guess she was just trying to encourage. She didn't mean any harm. But at one time, I had to try to prove her wrong. So even to this day, even after she told me that, you know what I'm saying, she was proud of me for my accomplishment, you know, that a lot of things that I have done and proved, you know, standing out of them damn institutions and getting knowledge and stuff like that and trying to help my life, improve my life, I still try to do a lot of things, improve and grow, you know what I'm saying, and always show her, hey, mom, shit, I'm still growing, you know what I'm saying. There's a lot of things that you probably say you didn't get a chance to accomplish. Don't worry, I got you, I got you, I'm going to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because it is, like I said, my dad always say, when he used to be a truck driver, he's like, son, I don't want you driving trucks. I want you to be something better than I am. Don't drive these damn, don't get behind no goddamn 18-wheel and drive a truck. I want you to be something better than I am, you know, whatever. So as parents, we have to encourage our children, you know. We can't put a high stake on them. And my father, he never told me, when he said don't drive a truck, he never told me what I want you to be. He just said, I want you to accomplish something a little bit more than what I did. And so, you know, and I've been trying to do that, and not just trying to base my life on trying to satisfy my family, you know, but it's to satisfy me too, you know, because it's always want to achieve a goal, and it's a high goal, not always, and it's a high goal, but it's always achieve something better, because it's like when I go to sleep, even with this dealing with this broadcast, I go to sleep sometimes thinking about, damn, how can I improve the website? What can I do? Damn, to the show. What can I do to this? You know what I'm saying? You always have that high goal you want to achieve. You want to achieve of that excellence. That's what it is. You know, you felt good when you was in school. You got an A, or you got that in elementary. Y'all remember they used to give y'all a little star, little gold star on your work when you did good in class. They put a little gold star on there. You felt good about it. So when you see that you're doing something like, say, out in society and you're helping somebody, man, it makes you feel good. Like I said, all of this is worthwhile. You know what I'm saying? The struggle, heartache sometimes that we go through with this thing. Because like I said, a lot of times, you know, even the Bible says that you should be persecuted for righteous name's sake. So don't never think that a lot of times you're not going to go through some persecution for what you're trying to do that's righteous or doing this right. Because it was like times too when I always felt like, why the hell I'm doing right? I have so much struggle. But, shit, now I truly overstand. You know, I truly overstand. Because, shit, people don't want it to be that way. So, there's a lot of times we're going to go through strifes and stuff, you know, and I walk and trying to do what's right. But it's really worth it. I truly can say it's truly worth that. It is. Because like I said, just helping other people, I get more joy out of it, I guess, than they do. I ain't going to lie. I get more of a joy out of it than they do. Because, you know, like I said, we are our brothers and sisters' keeper. So I wish, like I said, you want for your brother and your sister that you should want for yourself. So I don't just want to be in this damn thing happy all by myself. I don't just want all the goddamn knowledge by myself. I want to share it. Like the Christians used to say in the church, I don't know if they still do. I ain't been to church in a long time, y'all. I got to say that. They used to say in the church, I got to run out and tell somebody. I mean, I got to run and tell everybody about somebody. So when they had that joy that they felt that Jesus was saving them and he did something from them, that he took them away from alcoholism, being a prostitute, smoking crack, they said, I want to run out and tell everybody about somebody. So when we get this knowledge that enhance us and save our life, we want to run out and tell everybody about it. Look what I learned. Look what I learned. There was a little skit, y'all, on Mad TV. They had the little white boy on the steward. Look what I can do. Look what I can do. I know that was a little corny shit, y'all, but hey. But for real, you want to tell everybody, look what I have came upon. You know, this is what saved me. So, damn. Look, you want to tell all your friends about it. Like I said, you know, when I got into the knowledge, my friends, they got mad at me. They didn't want to even deal with me because they was like, you know, they was gangbang. You know, they was gangbang. And I had one, they was GD. And just for instance, see, this is real talk, y'all. This is free, y'all, man. Like I said, this is my just introduction show. I like to keep it simple and real with y'all. Y'all just basic. You know, I don't mind sharing over me because, see, there's a lot of stuff we can relate to that a lot of people are going through. So this is just Sunray, y'all. I just lay back and just give it to light like that, because see, somebody might be going through something. Y'all can take some of this stuff and let people hear it. We ain't trying to put on no airs. I'm not nobody that's greater than no goddamn body. So that's why I like to just sit back and just kick it just like this. I'm like everybody else. So when I get on here like this here, I just like to share what's going on. But anyway, when I came into the knowledge, you know, when I was personally practicing Islam, I want to stay on the straight path. You know what I'm saying? When I was out there banging with the fellas, you know what I'm saying? A long time ago, but I had a friend. You know what I'm saying? We was at the little house party, you know, and so forth. He got into it with some vice lords. He wanted me to go because he said they threw his G down. You know, disrespecting him. You know, so he wanted me to go with him, going over there and fight with him. I'm like, nah, brother, it ain't worth that. It ain't even worth it. Back in the day, now, we would have went on over there and took care of business. But I'm like, nah, brother, that ain't even worth it. Nah, man, they threw my G. I said, brother, I understand what you're a part of. They didn't disrespect you. Not you, per se. They didn't disrespect you. Leave it alone, brother. He got mad. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be honest, y'all, he hit me in my damn jaw. That was my one of my best friends. He hit me in the jaw. And, man, I had so much discipline in me then. I just stood there. I said, brother, I ain't going to fight you, brother. He hit me hard as hell, y'all. I ain't going to lie. In fact, today that we've been out there scrapping, but I'm like, nah, brother, I can't fight you, bro. It ain't worth that. Man, you don't turn to a sucker, man. See there? Look at that. You don't got into all that religion stuff. You don't turn to a sucker. But see, that sucker made me live to see another day. And right to this day, it's sad. You know, I lost both of them. It was two brothers. We hung tight. We was tight. And I just found out 2 weeks ago that the brother I'm talking about was killed. Yeah, I just found out he was killed 2 weeks ago. He actually, he was, you know, he had got sprung out on heroin. First of all, let me go back. Oldest brother, was killed. He always used to do pistol play. I always tell him, man, quit playing with them pistol, man, putting guns on people, man. You know, stop that. And he never would listen. He actually got into it with his girlfriend once. And shot and killed his girlfriend. Yeah, he shot her with a shotgun, and they was actually charging him with second-degree murder. But he actually got off on involuntary manslaughter, and they gave him actually 4 years, and he did 2 years on it. So, okay, he did that. He still continued to do all that pistol play. You should tell him, brother, leave that alone, brother. Man, you need to come on, man, get into some knowledge, young brother. See, I was going to the mosque at that time. I used to go visit the Nation of Islam, and I go over there and visit them. I had my bow tie on. They like, damn, brother, you serious about this stuff, man? I said, yeah, brother. Come on, y'all need to come on, man, and sit down or whatever. I buy some final calls. I give them a couple of final calls and just try to talk to them. And they said, nah, brother, man, I'm too wild for this shit, brother. I ain't with that, man. Well, we glad you changed, man. We like that, man. We appreciate it. And see, I used to be damn near like the leader of the pack. They're like, man, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate, man. That's a good thing you're doing. So they even applauded that. But I just kind of like say, I wish they had a change. Now, both of them are dead. Both of them are best friend are gone. You know what I'm saying? But I'm still here. Like I said, when that happened, I called my mom and told her. She's like, you know, hey, it's a sad thing. And their mom, she lost both of her oldest sons, two of her oldest sons, murdered. But hey, they was, you know, but I nothing I can do. But I just tried to give them a word. But the thing is, it was just good that I came into the knowledge. And but I always tried to keep, you know what I'm saying, going back, hitting the brothers, because like the last brother I was talking about that got into it with the Vice Lords, he was on that heroin real bad. And when his brother got killed, he told me, he's like, man, I got to change, brother. I got to change. This last time I seen him, I'm going to change, brother. My brother got killed, man. I got to give this stuff up. You know, I got to stop. I got to get right. I said, yeah, brother. And we were sitting there actually, man, because he was talking about he wanted, you know, at the time, he said, give his life to God. He started studying. We were just going in. We were breaking it down like basically the Wavians do. We were going into, he had questions on stuff. So I'm like, yeah, he going to be straight. We sitting around like we used to do Brother Cabrera Ray in question and answer class. We going through Bible, man, science. We going in it. So I'm like, yeah, he going to be tight. So next thing you know, I get a, like I said, seen his brother 2 weeks ago. Tell me he dead, man. And, you know, I'm like, damn, that hurt. You know, but that only, and that's another part that encouraged me to let me know I got to keep on pushing on doing what I'm doing. Because like I said, I could have been still out there in them streets, wilding out. And that could have been me. I could have been dead too. You know what I'm saying? Or in the penitentiary somewhere serving life some goddamn well. But like I said, that encouraged me to keep on doing what I'm doing. See, when I see other people like that around me that fall and you close, they got to let you know, man, you got to stay straight. This stuff, man, is serious. So when I see guys, that's why when I look at it, like, I'm going to go back to this. When people talk about we need these damn debates, we need this, I'm a truthless that shit ain't helping us, man, in our fucking communities. When we seeing all our people like the police in New York, in New York, choked and killed that man, those fucking debates are not helping us with that shit. All this police brutality. What's going on in Chicago, those fucking debates are not helping us. It's not addressing the ills of our people, because what these debates are talking about is shit that's happening with fucking religion. It's arguing with people's doctrine. That's not helping our people. That's not providing. Y'all talking about is providing income. Who are you providing income for? You providing income for your fucking self. I know we say we don't want to work for the white man, so we're trying up with any kind of old fucking scheme and con sometime to not work for the fucking white man. But we need to start addressing some of the shit that's going on in our fucking communities, man. Our babies out here getting raped by these fucking crazy-ass, grown-ass adults. We need to address these type of things. And people say, well, what's y'all solution? There's many solutions that we can come up with, but a lot of goddamn things we come up with the solution, we just can't be telling them all on the goddamn airways. We just can't go on the radio and just tell about. When people talk about the Illuminati, now, when the Bilderberg group, we know that the Bilderbergs and all of these people, Bohemian Grove, they meet. Everybody know they meet. Not everybody, but a lot of people know they go to meetings. But do you know what the fuck they discuss in that meeting? No, you do not. So when we meet on places like Blog Talk and all of these conference calls, are we supposed to tell the world? Now, we're trying to combat, let's say, racism, white supremacy. If we're trying to combat racism, white supremacy, are we supposed to be on Blog Talk telling you how we're going to do it? If I told you exactly how we're going to do it, don't you know tomorrow, whether, goddamn it, the next day or right then when I'm talking about it, Billy Bob, Sally Sue, them on the phone, hey, this is what they getting ready to do. So when we get ready to put our plan into play, they already don't found the way to combat what you're trying to do. And that's why some of the things that we're trying to put in play don't work, because we got these damn house niggas, as we used to call them, and bootleg Negroes are there who to disenfranchise, only get the information, play like they with us, come in and integrate with us, and come in our meeting and get every damn piece of plan we got and take it back to Master Modem, and they waiting on us, and they turn that shit around before we can even do anything. So it's crazy to hell to be on a lot of these shows talking about, well, we shouldn't be talking about the problem. We should be talking about the solution. I'm not going to address the goddamn solution on no fucking national radio, on no airways. This is something like Mama Pearl said. When we come up with the solution, we need to meet in the backwoods somewhere. Go behind the shed. Go somewhere in the goddamn in the attic somewhere. And then we're going to discuss the solution. And we'll be just like the Nation of Islam. We're going to pat your ass down, make sure you ain't got no wiretaps on you. This is what we're going to have to start doing. So I would say it one more time. Y'all can keep on trying to justify why we need debates. We don't need no fucking debates. Because that shit really, like I said, I say it all day long. Y'all can come over here to Culture Freedom Radio and address it if you want to. We can talk about it. But that shit is not fucking helping. Somebody is bringing economics. How is it bringing the economics to the community? Who have y'all hired in the goddamn community from these debates? Since y'all want to say, well, the vendors, man, they get a chance to make money. Okay, who else y'all have hired besides the people to the vendors? Because the vendors already got to have some money to even buy the product that they got to sell. Who else y'all hired? Every time I see it, it's the same fucking people, for a matter of fact, who's debating. It's like WWE. I see, I ain't watched this shit in so long, I can't name none of the wrestlers, but it'll be like Stone Cold wrestling The Rock today. Then here come Thursday SmackDown. You got Stone Cold versus wrestling against The Big Show. Monday come, The Big Show going against The Rock. The same goddamn people in the fucking ring and in these debates. So it's like the money only circulating between them seven goddamn people that's in the fucking debates. So how are y'all bringing economic base to the fucking community? Come on, man. That shit ain't helping, man. That shit ain't helping. So y'all will say, well, we can't stop nobody from killing each other, but y'all not talking about the damn solution. Y'all not raising awareness of the people about what's going on in the community. You're arguing over fucking history. If I want to know something about what happened to us in history, I get my brother Chancellor William, Destruction of the Black Civilization. See, when I read that, I can understand what's going on with our people. Like people said, the Willie Lynch letter. I can understand what's going on with our people. And I can understand in the mindset, like they said, free your mind. We can understand the psyche, what's going on with our people, what's happening with our people. Francis Chris Wilson, her book, she got the ISIS paper. Now we can truly understand what's going on in our people. These are the things we need to address. Not which one is better for us, the Bible or the Holy Quran. That come on, man. God damn. For real? I can study both. I don't even practice Islam, as far as the religion of Islam, but I can still read the Holy Quran and get something out of it. I know y'all be talking about this shit too. How you get something out of that? I can get something out of that. The Bible, I can get something out of that. I can get something from any goddamn book. I can get something out of it. I'd probably get a goddamn, I ain't never read it, but I probably can get an Aleister Crowley book and goddamn it get something out of it that I can use. So this shit is, man, ridiculous what we're trying to do out here as a people. That's why we're not fucking getting anywhere, because our focus, our energy is in the wrong goddamn place. In the wrong place. So, you know what I'm saying? That's why, like I said, something, man, I can't really just, I love religion. I support any religion. I mean, not religion. I support a lot of organizations that's out here. But I really can't get into it because me, I gotta say some shit, y'all, that might interfere with their way of thinking. Because I don't need nobody telling me, well, Sunray, you don't need to be talking like this. You don't need to be putting that out. No. I don't need no handcuffs on me. I don't need no handcuffs, because I just might have to do something. They be talking about a revolution. I might just hit a motherfucker and kick the revolution off. And I don't want the organization that I'm a part of get blamed for that organization. I don't want they to get blamed for me being the next Hamas or the next Taliban. That I don't need that. Let that shit be come down on me by myself. So if the NSA or whoever else, CIA, come down on somebody, let them come down on me by myself. Don't come down on everybody else with that shit. Blame me. Blame Sunray for it. Don't say, well, he was affiliated with this. You a goddamn lie. I'm affiliated with me. I'm affiliated with me. That's who I was a part of. And me in my mind, you lock that shit up. Don't come fucking with everybody else, because what I did. So that's why I really now had to bag away from just joining the membership. Like I said, I support the organization from afar, but just being in it, I can't do it because I don't want to be handcuffed. Nothing, you know what I'm saying? And I understand it had to be disciplined, and I'm gonna be disciplined, because I still remember a lot of the teachings. I'm gonna be disciplined in it, but I just can't. I'm not gonna do that to these organizations that's out here. But we need to step up, y'all, and do a lot, because it's just too many things. And like, so we got children out here that need food. Let's start doing some clothing, food and clothing drives out here. Let's do that. Let's not. We've got to We got this thing, y'all, called the conscious community. Let's see here. We talk bad about the Christian community. I know I'm going all over the place, y'all, but shit, that's how Sunray Mind go. Like I told y'all, hey, like they said in the church, y'all, when the spirit get on you, you got to move. That's what Curtis Mayfield said, too. The spirit hits you, you got to move, y'all. So when they say when the spirit hits you, you got to roll, baby. You just got to roll. See, that's how it go. When you coming from the heart, baby, you don't need no fucking notebook. You don't need no tablet. You don't need no shit. You just talk, baby. You go with it. That's how. That's real talk for real. So, but anyway, we got this thing called a conscious community, y'all. When we talk about it, we beat up Christians and shit all the time. We beat up Christian Muslims and all of this stuff, right? And but think about it. They got daycare centers for their children. They got a lot of businesses. They had a lot of businesses that's out here. It's mostly owned by some Christian somewhere. Yep, yes it is. And let's think about it. Let me see here. Let me see what else I was gonna say. Really, I'm getting into. Like they got daycare centers for their children, and they got a lot of things for their children, like clothes and drive. They have food drives and stuff that's going on. There's a lot of Christian organizations that's out here that's having these food drives and stuff. Where is our food drive and clothing drive in this thing called a conscious community? We got all this damn knowledge. How come we're not out here or have something set up where we're going out feeding the homeless? We have something that we're putting our resources, our money together, providing underprivileged, so-called, I hate to say that, but so-called underprivileged children with clothing. Then we got to take it to the Salvation Army. We got to take it to one of them old damn crooked ass places and hope they give it to them. You know, all of these things. What are we going to do? Let me see what really Karina Ray said in the chat. He said the Christians would get those food programs from those churches. Yeah, they do stuff. So they're more organized when we beat down on them. They're more organized when it's sometime when it comes to doing a lot of those things except us. It don't take a whole lot of us. It could only be sometimes two of us, if the most, to go out and do things. We can rally around and you know, get what we need to be done. You know what I'm saying? It don't take a whole bunch. Because that's one thing I learned, you know, as being in the Nawabian Nation. When the book, Mirror Number 20, was in Memphis, I used to sit in class, and I used to wonder, but I never said nothing to nobody, but I used to wonder, though. I'm like, damn, all this good information, all this knowledge, man, this right knowledge that's coming through here. I said, man, damn, this place ought to be crowded. It ought to be packed. I said, man, the church has got 4,000-5,000 goddamn members in each church, these big mega churches. I said, they ain't getting none of this information like this. But you know what? Then I had to think. Then, well, I didn't just think about it, but it was something that was said by the master teacher coming from the Bible, which a lot of y'all don't like. He said, many are called, but only a few are chosen. And he says, and I started thinking, you know what? Now I see why. Because wherever you see the small crowd at, that's where some of them got, that's where the good ass knowledge at. That's where the real stuff is going down. That little small crowd over there you see in 3 and 4 and 5 in that little corner versus them 20 and 30. I said, damn, you know what? Now I see why. Because I had to go back to the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and talk about the 85%. The 85%. Now I understand. So where the mass is at, over there in them big mega churches with Eddie Long them and Creflo Modala, they ain't getting fed. That's what, okay. They the 85% over there, the deaf, dumb, and blind. Oh, okay. Now I understand why. So when I was sitting in that room, I was sitting amongst the 85%. Now I truly see. Now I truly understand. Now, yeah, so now it makes more sense. So when we see that little small crowd, you're like, damn, I wonder why we don't have the much numbers. Because, like I said, with the two or three that's go out here going and doing something in the community, like two of us doing something, we're making a difference. We're that 5% that is really going to make a difference. We the ones going to make everything jump off. But we looking for that big crowd to come join. Like we said, we all got to unite as a black people or as an African family or whatever. That shit ain't going to happen, Captain. You can keep on waiting. You better go on unite with them little 5 or 6 or whatever you can grab a hold to and go on do what you going to do. Because you waiting on the masses going to do it, you be dead and gone like a lot of our other leaders that's been around here was hoping and wishing and hoping that shit would have worked. It's just not going to happen. Because a lot of those same people you waiting on gonna be the same ones that's sitting there waiting to take your ass out the box, because they waiting on the crumbs that fall off the master's table. They don't want to unite like you think they do. They happy with what they are and some of their conditions. It's a sad goddamn thing to say, but they're happy with their condition in which we live, in which they live. Let me play something right here, y'all. Let me get into some revolutionary talk. Let me get y'all some of this here to take y'all, man, right into it. It's Tupac. I don't know if some of y'all probably heard Tupac say this, talk like this here, but this is something good. This was a young brother here talking about this revolution type of thing and about what need to be done. See, we beat down on our youth, too. You see, there's the thing about it. If our youth had the proper education and the proper guidance, you know what I'm saying, they could be guided in the right way. But we're too busy now, and basically we scared of them. Hell, I'm just going to tell y'all the truth. We scared of our own children. That's a damn shame, especially our elders. They can't even sit on the damn porch anymore like it used to. I'm in the South, so, you know, if I say they can't even sit on the porch anymore because they scared the youth might come through and maybe just rob them, hell, rape them, snatch their purse. When they see them in the stores, they scared of them. Because our youth, you know, it's a lot, you know, that goes behind all of that, but we're scared of our children. So with our young brother Tupac and this thing, this was from 1992. He was talking, they said it was called a revolutionary speech. He was speaking on some real issues that we need to be speaking on today, and we don't have any of our youth that's really out here speaking on it. And it's primarily a lot of our folks as elders. Let me play this clip, y'all.
The person I'm going to talk about next is a person who's very near to me, a person who's a second-generation revolutionary. So please help me in welcoming Brother Tupac Shakur.
Yeah. First, I want to say peace to my mother. She's not here, but I got to give a peace out to her, because I wouldn't have been here if it wasn't for my mother. And I looked on the front of this thing, and it says, start from within to rebuild our original greatness, right? Okay, well, that's what my mother did. You know what I'm saying? And I'm listening about freedom fighters and strugglers. Well, you got to understand that when it was in to have a gun and to be in the street, my mother gave that up to be in a house and wash the dishes, you know what I'm saying, and feed us and put the thoughts in our brains, you know what I'm saying? Because we didn't get any of that history from all of those soldiers that we lost. We got none of that. They all went to jail, if you can remember. They all went to penitentiary. We didn't see none of that knowledge. If it was not for my mother who stayed home and didn't go out and do all that, then I wouldn't have had shit, excuse my language, but I wouldn't have been nowhere. So what I'm going to do, hopefully, is I am Tupac Shakur. I have to be a reminder that we can't chill out. No, it ain't time to cool out and banquets and all that. It's still on. It's on just like it was on when you was young, and you want to say fuck that just like you said fuck that back then. So how come now that I'm 20 years old and ready to start some shit up, everybody's telling me to calm down? You know, don't curse, go to school, go to college. Well, fuck that. You know, we had colleges for a while now. You know what I'm saying? And it's still Brenda's out there, and niggas is still trapped. You know what I'm saying? And it gets me hurt. because I understand that it's not going to stop. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to stop until we stop it. And it's not just white men that's doing this to Brenda. And it's not just white men that's keeping us trapped. It's black. You know what I'm saying? We have to find the new African in everybody and all of us. Because if we keep running around looking for black and who got the most colors on and who got the baddest dashiki on, we still going to get, excuse my language, fucked. Right. Because it irks me that my mother right now is going through, you know, she has to get clean. This is somebody who I watched travel the whole country, you know what I'm saying, during a time when women were scared to speak up for the Black Panther. She spoke at Harvard, Yale, everywhere. And now I see my mother as what's really going on. You know what I'm saying? And I don't see no big parades around my mother now. And she done got a dozen fucking awards. And I don't see nobody there. You understand what I'm saying? So about all this, I take that lightly. I take all this lightly. What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth. Right. Because we're coming up in a totally different world. Right. This is not the same world that you had. This is not the 60s. This is not that. We grew up D.C. before crack. That should say it all. Right. You understand what I'm saying? We did not grow up without parents. You had parents that told you this and that, and this is what went on back in the day. Now you don't have that.
Right.
You have young kids, 14, coming home, their mama is smoking out or doing it to their best friend to get the product.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So that means that it's not just about you taking care of your child. It's about you taking care of these children.
Because
right. That's what's out here. It's a gang of children. You understand what I'm saying? And it hurts. It hurts. And I gotta it bothers me, not hurts, it bothers me that I have to sidestep my youth to stand up and do some shit that somebody else is supposed to be doing.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? There's too many men out here for me to be doing. Because it ain't my turn yet.
That's
I'm supposed
right.
to be following behind him getting the knowledge.
Right.
I don't even got a chance to get the fucking knowledge. I can't go to college. There's too much problems out here. I don't got the money. Nobody do. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So what I'm saying is it's not as easy as we mapping it out to be.
Right.
And we got to stay real. We got to stay real. Before we can be New African, we got to be black first.
Right.
You understand? We got to get our brothers from the street like Harriet Tubman did. Why can't we look at that and see exactly what she was doing? Like Malcolm did. The real Malcolm. Before the Nation of Islam. You got to remember this was a pimp. You know what I'm saying? The push and all that. We forgot about all of that. And our strive to be enlightened, we forgot about all our brothers in the street.
Right.
About all our dope dealers, our pushers and our pimps.
Right.
And that's who's teaching the new generation.
That's right. Because
y'all not doing it.
Right.
I'm sorry. But it's the pimps and the pushers who's teaching us. So if you got a problem with how we was raised, it's because they was the only ones who could do it. They the only ones who did it. While everybody else wanted to go to college and, you know, yeah, everything has changed. They was the ones that was telling you the white man ain't shit. Here you go. Check this out, young blood. You take this product, you switch it, you make money, and that's how you beat the white man. You get money, you get the hell up out of here. Nobody else did that. So I don't want to hear shit about nobody telling me who I can't love and respect until you start doing what they did. You understand what I'm saying? To me, this is Mecca. You know what I'm saying? This is the black family. I see it here. But what makes it even that much more sad and what makes me want to cry is because as soon as I leave here, so does Mecca. You understand what I'm saying? We're going back to the real deal. Right out there, you're going to see them same sisters and Brenda. They right out there. And y'all going to get in y'all cars and drive the fuck home.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And, I apologize. But check this out. You can't be no more offended by my curses than what's really going on. That's real. That's real, y'all. That's real. Y'all got to be true to that. You got to be true to that. Because we letting the media and the white man cut us off. You let them tell you that the rappers ain't real, and you know you gotta either be, you know, the intelligent person or you're a gutter person. We all the same. We all feel it like y'all feel it. I just can't hold a straight face when I see it.
Right.
This is proof that we can't be together. The young black male is the future of us, and the young black sister is the future of us. It's gonna be what you put into it. So if you don't put shit into it, don't be mad when you blow up.
Oh, yeah, I like that one, y'all. That was Tupac, man. Going in, man, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, y'all can look that clip up, man, on YouTube also, man. That's Tupac, 1992, Revolutionary Speak, right there on YouTube. That's Tupac, 1992, Revolutionary Speak. Man, y'all gotta love it, man. That's what I'm talking about. Man, like he said, he wasn't supposed to be standing up there, like he said, as a youth. Man, saying what he was saying and talking about what he was talking about. He said it wasn't his turn yet. Man, he was, like I said, he was a prophet out of season, y'all. That's what he was trying to say. I was a prophet out of season. There's a lot of our people, man, we're out of season sometimes. But, hey, a lot of the people who's supposed to be out here leading the way and have these titles saying that they are leaders, man, they are neglecting their duty. They are neglecting their responsibility. Because why? A lot of the people out here, they paper chasing. As Brother Anthony would say, they out there chasing that damn fiat note. That shit that just don't even make no sense. That Federal Reserve note. So we giving up, man, on our family. We say we're a family, but are we truly? What is it that you really want out of life? Do you really want to see your people free? Or you really want to be free your own goddamn self and live this European lifestyle? And I like it, Brother Anthony always say, these Negropeans. These Negro pins. Yeah, that's what they acting like. They real Negro. They black and goddamn skin, dark and skin, but they goddamn mindset of like them crazy ass Europeans. Now they get it by any means necessary. They take Malcolm thing serious. They get it by any means necessary. But hey y'all, hey, you have been Free Y'all Mind Radio, hosted by none other than y'all brother Sunray 9, y'all. And I'm gonna say it one more time, y'all. I gotta give it up to my brothers, man. coming out and doing their thing, y'all, right here at Culture Freedom Radio Network, y'all. This is for the family, y'all. We got to say, this network ain't for us. This ain't us. Even though we host these shows, this show, this radio station is for y'all, family. This is really for y'all. There's a lot of work goes into all of this stuff sometimes, you know, putting these shows together. A lot of hard work, dedication. So this thing is for y'all, family. You know what I'm saying? We enjoy doing it because we love to see when somebody else is getting out of it. You know what I'm saying? It'll always be a few of them. Like we was reading the article. Those are the ones that ask people. No matter what you do, it's not good enough. But for those who get something out of it, I don't care if it's just one. I had a Christian person tell me this one. If you can only save one soul, you've done your job. So if we at Culture Freedom Radio Network, if we only can save one person, we can reach one person and help somebody at life with what we're doing. If it take all seven shows to reach one person, we doing our job. We doing our job. Because like you said one more time, y'all, many are called, but only a few are chosen. And even in the Bible says too, y'all, even with that part, it will be two in the field, and one will be taken up, and the other one is going to be left behind. So everybody that's in this whole thing called the consciousness, this revolutionary movement, ain't really revolutionary. They not real freedom fighters. They not in this shit to win it. They not in it to win it. No, they ain't. So we're not going to look for numbers, y'all. We're not going to look at the stats, how many folks we got in our group, how many folks we got in our organization. We're going to look at the fucking heart. We're going to look at the action. Y'all know I quote the motherfucking Bible all day on y'all ass. I don't give a fuck. You can like it or not. Because the Bible said one more time, y'all, too, that. And it said, what did it say? What did it say, son, Ray? Come on, get it out the head. It says also, too, that faith without works is dead. If you show me, I can show you my works. I can show you my faith by my works. So in other words, I can't just say I'm in this shit. I believe in this if I ain't putting no works behind it. So a lot of folks, when this thing really go down, your family needs something, needs some food, the children need something, are you going to be there to provide for them? Or are you just going to sit around and just talk to all that shit and ain't going to do a goddamn thing? So when you see your sisters in need, like that police officer that was beating that sister down on the goddamn highway. Yeah, I'm Black Power. Bang on the goddamn beast. But when the beast was banging down on your sister, what would you do? Would you get out and help? Or would you just ride by? I ain't the shit. I ain't getting in that shit. Fuck that shit. What would you do? Yeah, so hey, that's what we'll see. Real revolutionary at its best. So we got to quit talking about revolutionary shit. Like Brother Malcolm said, we don't know nothing about revolutionary because a revolutionary is blood. It's bloodshed. The shit that's going on over in the Ukraine, all over the world, we're seeing bloodshed. Hamas, Israel right now, it's fucking revolution. It's bloodshed being shed. I ain't advocating violence, y'all. But hey, those folks know what bloodshed. He, like Brother Malcolm said, the only revolution that we have that's nonviolent is the Negro Revolution. We ain't shedding no blood, y'all. We ain't trying to fight our way up out this shit. We ain't trying to run the Arabs out of our fucking neighborhood. Quit selling us all this pork. This pork. We ain't doing that. We not trying to win back our neighborhood. We comfortable in the way we are. But we just like to talk this feel-good shit. We like to talk about Kemet. We like to talk about Timbuktu. We like to talk all this historical shit. But not do shit when something happened to one of our babies in the neighborhood. If you ain't trying to do shit, just shut the fuck up. Quit debate with me over fucking history. Quit debate with me over other shit. Let's sit down. Let's go in the backwoods. As Mama Pearl would say, let's talk about our solution. Because my solution ain't going over these goddamn airways so it can be picked off by the same people we call our enemy. But when we say this goddamn white man, the devil, whatever, I'm not going to put it out on this damn devil's radio and tell you what I'm going to do on these airways. Like I said, meet me in the attic. Meet me in the basement. Meet me in the fucking backwoods. Meet me down by the swamp. And I'll tell you what my solution is when I get there. In other words, y'all, hey, this is Brother Sunray 9, y'all. Much love, y'all. Free y'all. Goddamn mind. Quit being stagnated. Don't be no regurgitator. Hey, think for yourself, family. Hey, we up out of here. Man, it's Culture Freedom Network, y'all. Hey, see y'all on tomorrow. Brother Eric in the house, y'all. Why Study Money? It's Brother Sun Ray. We out of here. Peace. Much love.